All right, hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Professional Pricing Society podcast. My name is Terrence, and we have a duo on the call today to talk with us and go in depth about revitalizing your pricing strategy and navigating new entrants and market shifts. Our guest today is from a company called Holden Advisors. Adnan Ekbari, Senior Director of Pricing, has extensive Fortune 500 experience in energy management, technology, and insurance, and specializes in helping firms commercialize software-based offerings. And we have Lori Rabaski. Lori has a deep background in B2B industrials and manufacturing pricing and brings a wealth of expertise in SaaS customer value research and price model design. How are we doing today?
Doing great. Excited to be here and appreciate the continued partnership with PBS.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you both so much for being on this call with us and just kind of talking about this this topic. Now, I want to go ahead and jump right into this discussion and ask the first question. Your workshop you're going to be conducting at our upcoming spring conference is called Revitalize Your Pricing Strategy and Navigating New Entrants and Market Shifts. If you don't mind, please unpack this topic for us a little bit and kind of give us a better grasp of what we should expect from this workshop.
Yeah, for sure. I can jump in and then Lori, feel free to elaborate as needed. So the reason that we're focusing on the revitalization of a pricing strategy is because what we've seen recently when it comes to client engagements is this rising need for people to go back and think through how effective their pricing strategy is. And the reason that we're seeing this more and more frequently is that naturally in any market, things change over time, whether that's say market volatility. A recent example could be, you know, the change in interest rates can impact the prices of everything and can increase or in many cases for different types of professional services or perhaps products. So that's that kind of market aspect of it. And then in addition to that, customer needs evolve and change over time. What customers want, their buying behavior, their usage patterns, that all changes over time. And then the last piece that changes over time is the competitive market, meaning the types of competitors that you're up against, the value that they are bringing to the table changes, and then the value you are bringing to the table relative to those competitors changes over time. So given all these kind of changes in the marketplace with varying levels of frequency, depending on the industry, we're finding that it's becoming increasingly important for commercial teams to go back and look at their pricing strategy to answer a few different questions. One of which is the pricing structure that we have put into place. Does that allow us to change with the market so that we are continually pricing in a way that is aligned with differential value? So that's kind of that primary reason why we started looking at a topic like this, because as we engage with those clients, that need is just heightening and we're seeing that more and more frequently.
It makes a lot of sense because a lot of these components when it comes to a strategy can change over time, like you mentioned before. And so revitalizing it and refreshing it can be very necessary for a lot of pricers at any walk of their personal journey. I think, Laura, you're about to say something. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's some of the companies we've worked with have also been in their industries and markets for a very long time. So things may have changed, but they may not have gone back and changed their pricing strategies. So this is a good opportunity to really look at what's changed and make the updates that are needed.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. To kind of give an understanding of what has changed, kind of lay out an overview and kind of take the proper action as needed. Now, Laura, let me ask you this, you know, if you don't mind, would you please kind of talk about some of the drivers behind market shifts?
Sure. So Adam alluded to a few of these already. So some of the things that can change is that your product and its value can evolve over change, plus your customers' needs are changing over time. And then the competitive marketplace can change. So looking at your products to begin with, your customers may be changing their needs, and that may make your product less valuable to them than it once had been. On the flip side, you could be making improvements to your product, and that's increasing its value, and then you could potentially capture more price. So an example we had with a client that's in the construction industry, they've been increasing the quality of their products and the number of products that they offer, but they hadn't really gone back and changed their pricing to match this increased value. So that's something we've been helping them to do. I also mentioned like the customer's needs can change over time. So this could be caused by regulations, there can be technology improvements, their workflows can change. And this is another example we saw with that same client. So the products they were providing used to be enough, but now it's more about how the clients are using their products. And so they're having to evolve their products and the way that they're used in the process in order to keep up. And so they're looking at changing things from workflows to technology. That, lastly, looking at that competitive marketplace, you could have a new competitor come into your marketplace that kind of shifts things. This tends to happen on the smaller end of the market, but they can enter there and then grow. So it's always important to make sure you have that low value flanking product to kind of help fend off these new entrants. On the flip side, you could be the new entrant. You could be coming up with a new product that moves you into a new market. Again, this construction company that we've been working with, they're developing new products that are going to help with workflow changes and uses of technology, but it's going to shift the market they're in. So now they're going to have to pay attention to a new market space and new competitors, as well as the one they're already.
And that makes a lot of sense as well, because if you mentioned value can change as well for the customer. Like what I value as a customer may be different than what I valued even this time last year, and so that requires updates and shifts. You all mentioned dynamic value drivers when discussing kind of the context of this workshop that's going to be taking place. Do you guys mind providing our audience an example of what a dynamic value driver is and how it may be impacting a pricing strategy?
Yeah, I think you kind of said it well, Chance, just now, where you said the value of something that you purchased changed relative to what it was a year ago versus what it was today. When you start to boil that down in, say, a B2B context, the way we think about the value drivers is the amount of revenue your product or services, how that revenue could change, how they could generate incremental revenue as a result of buying your products and services. How it could potentially decrease costs or how it could decrease risks. And over time, that can change due to some of the things that we referenced earlier. So, a good example of that is we serve a client that within the information services industry. And part of the one of the customer segments that they serve is within the mortgage industry. As more the number of, say, refis increase or the number of new mortgage applications increases, demand for their services naturally increase. This is 100% independent of anything that they're doing from a company perspective, independent of the product changes they're making, and really even independent of their competitive market. So then that can beg the question of when the market has changed, what should you be doing, if anything, from a pricing perspective? The volume and demand for your services is likely to go down. Should you be taking that into consideration from a pricing perspective? Should you be, say, decreasing prices because volume has changed? In our eyes, probably not, because you're unnecessarily decreasing prices. But it's those types of questions any pricing team should be starting to think through. And then in that inverse scenario where perhaps there's a change in the market and demand is increasing, what do you do? Does your pricing strategy support that? And how can you scale and implement that over time? Because the basis of this is really the fact that what we're again hearing more and more often is that the value has changed. We have an existing base of customers where we know that they're deriving a pretty significant amount of value from our solutions, and we're a leader in the market. So we think that we are able to command a higher price within certain segments than we historically have. But then the question becomes, how best do we go about that? Nobody likes to pay more for something that they're paying a certain amount for already. So what strategies, what mechanisms can we put in place to continue to offer our customers a fair price while not increasing the level of risk to our business? And that's really what we're going to get into a lot of depth through over the course of our workshop.
That's good. That's good. Now this is interesting because, it does require a lot of change. It requires a lot of evaluation. Now, you explained it very well. And it sounds easy in theory, but could a strategy like this be a bit too complex for organizations to implement, in your opinion?
For the majority of cases, it's not as complicated as it seems. Prices don't have to be updated instantaneously or even every month. You just need to be aware of the macro changes that are going on. So you need to focus on those things we've discussed. So what your customers' needs are and how they're changing, any changes in that competitive market, and then most importantly, your product's value. So being able to change your price is a lot easier when you're changing your product's value. So as you add increased value, it's easier to make those types of adjustments. When it comes to some of the other things, you need to be aware of what the changes are. Is it a behavioral change or a market-driven change? And if it's market-driven, is your market cyclical? Is this going to change back? And is that something that's going to happen soon, or is it going to be more long-term? So you just need to be aware of these changes because if things do change and they're permanent and don't make any adjustments, you're going to start falling behind the marketplace, and then you have to be forced to play catch up.
Yeah, this is a great example of just being able to evolve with the changing times and being able to evolve with the changing mentalities, if you will, of customers and clients, because that does happen often. And this workshop sounds very necessary for a lot of different pricers. Now, I'm gonna ask you two questions here. What will your attendees learn during this PPS workshop, and what practical skills will they come away with, or what practical skills do you want them to leave with?
That's a great question. I mean, what we're wanting attendees to learn is to have an in-depth understanding of how to come up with the right pricing model that reflects the needs of their respective businesses. It's going to be different across every industry, but we're going to walk attendees through some real-world examples based on these commonalities that we are seeing with our customers, and using that to train them on how to come up with an offering structure that is scalable over time, but that can also stay abreast of the market and some of these changes that come into play. And just kind of, referencing back to your past question, which you and Lori had so well articulated, part of that part of the reason why we want the ability to minimize that complexity is we're not necessarily saying that you should go out there and as value changes, immediately increase your prices and have this pricing that's fluctuating all the time. We're simply saying to stay abreast of these changes that could happen, whatever they're driven by, and then build a model so that you have a cadence to capture that incremental value that you're walking away with. And that's really what we want people to walk away with, is to have an understanding of how they can drive change within their organizations in a way that is simple and effective, for the organization to intake, for their customers to intake, and really effectively manage some of these changes with their existing customer base.
Good. That's good. Awesome. It sounds like it's going to be a very jam-packed workshop. And those who are listening who may be interested, they're going to be at our upcoming Spring and Pricing Workshop Conference being held in Chicago this year, April 23rd through the 26th. Adnan and Laura, I want to ask you one more question before I let you guys go for the day. Where can interested parties learn more about you all or your company and what it stands for?
Yeah, best place to go in and navigate is check out our website, which is holdenadvisors.com. And then you can also check out our LinkedIn profiles.
Okay. Simple enough. We like that. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Adnan and Lori. For those who are interested, you can learn more by visiting our website at pricingsociety.com and clicking on the conferences tab to register and to stay in the loop with all things conference and workshops and breakout and keynote sessions based. But until then, we'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.